This is Here and Now. I'm Nick Della Canal. At Charlotte Pride this weekend, Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts will be officiating the festival's opening ceremony. It'll be her first time attending Pride as mayor, but not her first time, period. She's been attending since her days as county commissioner in the mid-2000s.
There were many years where I came to the Pride Festival when it was over at Gateway, over there on Trade Street. And then as it moved uptown, I spoke at it. I remember speaking when Anthony Fox was mayor. I was county commission chair.
Mayor Roberts has a pretty long history with LGBT people in Charlotte, stretching back far beyond the recent non-discrimination ordinance and House Bill 2. We sat down together on a park bench in uptown Charlotte, and I asked, did she anticipate she'd become one of the most outspoken mayors on LGBT issues, perhaps in the nation, or did it just kind of fall in her lap?
Well, I think there's certainly a confluence of things that are happening. If you look at what's happening in our country, if you look at the conversation that is a national conversation on equality, I do remember being one of the first elected officials to attend the HRC. That's the big fundraising dinner in February. I remember myself and Becky Carney being the first time I was here in Charlotte. We're the only two elected officials who came. I have come pretty much every year, and every year I've seen the number of elected officials grow. You know, I was an athlete in high school. I ran track and played volleyball with lots of African Americans. I had great African American friends. And what I saw, the way that they were treated by the community, was not equal. They were still excluded from things. They were still treated in a way that made me ashamed to be in the community that didn't have that sense of equality. And so I think ever since then, I have been very sensitive to groups that have been left out, that have been discriminated against, that have been called names, that have been left out of voices of democracy and leadership, with a sense that this is not right. I think when I see those instances of inequality, of discrimination, I feel it that much more deeply just because of coming from that background.
And actually, I should say, you actually are going to be awarded on Saturday. Charlotte Pride is awarding you Outstanding Ally. And I think that is because you've taken a pretty hardline stance on LGBT rights and issues. House Bill 2, you've made it clear that you're calling for a full repeal of that. I think there is an argument that could be made that if you take too hard a stance on an issue as divisive as this, that you could end up hurting the city economically or even damaging the working relationship with the state. Do you think that you could be taking too hard a line on this issue and maybe alienating some people in the process?
I am in the community every day, and I listen to people from every perspective. I get emails from every perspective. And I think there are a lot of different views on this. I feel like when Charlotte got rebuked by our state, and when the state clamped down and put in discriminatory language and HB2, it was really a tipping point in the country, which is why that conversation became national and really got the attention that it did. We didn't foresee that. We didn't foresee HB2. We saw that we were doing what every big city in America is trying to do and attract talent, and recognizing that people and talent and wonderful families come in all shapes and sizes, and that we're here to serve everyone. I don't think of it as a quote-unquote hard line. I think that it is a human rights question that to me should be evident.
Okay, well, Mayor Roberts, I really appreciate you taking the time, and I hope all goes well this weekend.
I appreciate it, too. I'm looking forward to a great weekend of celebrating the fact that everybody in Charlotte is welcome. We want everyone to be part of the future of our great city.
Okay, Jennifer Roberts, she's the mayor of Charlotte. And you're listening to Here and Now.